coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, this segment, we're going to look at the tight end position. And in my estimation, I think it's the best position as far as depth for this draft on offense, because you see so many guys here who I think, quite frankly, could probably start year one.
So why don't you take this one? I'm going to take a break.
All right, let's start with Tyler Eifert. Do you agree, though? Let's be serious.
It's a really good group, and it's a versatile group.
Okay.
And that's what's really interesting about it. Because the NFL has changed a bit in the way teams use tight ends. If you're just a blocking tight end, essentially a line of scrimmage tight end, then you're really a number two or a number three tight end in the NFL.
You get drifted high.
Right. You know, in the old days, hey, think back, and I forget the year, it might have been 1996, when Kyle Brady out of Penn State was a top 10 or 11 pick.
95 draft, right.
Was it 95?
Yes.
A tight end like that today would never be a top 10 pick, because he was essentially a big tackle who could make a few catches. So you start with Tyler Eifert, okay?
Mm-hmm. Out of Notre Dame, right.
This kid, I popped in the film. He's split outside the numbers. Mm. He's running vertical routes against corners and catching the football. And that's what he is. He's a joker tight end. You can line him up anywhere in the formation. And he improved his blocking significantly this year. So when you do line him up on the line of scrimmage in the more conventional position, he's a better player than he was a year ago. But to me, he's the best tight end in this class. He's a far better prospect than Notre Dame's Kyle Rudolph from a few years ago. So I think in today's NFL, I think Tyler Eifert is a kid you could pick in the top 20. I mean, look, Brandon Pettigrew was the 20th pick in the draft a few years ago.
Yeah.
Eifert's a far better receiver.
Now, when we look at the tight end class, we look at Stanford's Zach Ertz, another guy who's got good size who could run. Greg, what have you seen?
Yeah, and he's not quite Eifert in his movement, but he can separate, and I think he's got some athletic ability. You know who he reminds me of? And again, now you're talking about a guy who's going to be in the Hall of Fame, so I want people to calm down. But he reminds me of when Jason Witten came out of Tennessee. Don't forget, Jason Witten was a third-round pick.
Because he didn't run all that well.
And by the way, Jason Witten's game is not built on speed and phenomenal. You don't look at Jason Witten throughout his career and go, wow, look at that athletic ability.
No, but he gets open all the time.
I think Zach Ertz is a lot like that in the way he moves.
Okay.
It's not that he's not fluid. He's just not explosive like Eifert is. But I think Ertz is a very solid prospect as well.
And it's so funny you mentioned Jason Witten. So I'm at the Senior Bowl in January, and I'm sitting in the stands, and I see this kid, Vance McDonald from Rice. I see this kid, 267, 6'4".
And he doesn't look that big.
No, but
not the way he moves.
Vance McDonald kept getting late separation routes. What have you seen from
him? Which basically you're going to see right here on this shot from the Senior Bowl practices. He's going to run a vertical route here, and you're going to see him separate late. He runs far better than you would think, given his body type. And that's one thing I noticed on film. And again, he played in a spread offense at Rice, so he was flexed out an awful lot. So he has experience working outside the formation. His big issue is hands. At times, they're great. At other times, they're inconsistent, and he tends to sort of double catch the ball, double clutch it, which we did see in that shot. And again, you're talking about a receiver. That's obviously a concern and something you've got to really evaluate carefully.
Now, Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce's younger brother from University of Cincinnati, you've seen his tape. He's a guy
this kid.
A lot of people tell me if the off-the-field stuff could check out well, he could go fairly high.
Yeah, and again, I don't know as much about that as you do. I've just watched the kid on film, and I think he's very multiple in his uses. He's a very good receiver, but he's also got a bit of a nasty streak as a blocker. And maybe that comes from his brother, who's obviously the center for the Eagles. But I think he's a pretty multiple tight end, pretty complete tight end. And I'll be very anxious to see where this kid gets drafted. If he was clean, if there were no issues, I could see this kid possibly being the third tight end taken.
Wow.
I don't think that'll happen because based on what you've told me about some of the other concerns.
Right.
But I think this kid is a very complete tight end, and I think he does have the ability to stretch the seam and run vertical routes for a tight end.
Now, I know when you were talking about your film study with me leading into this, you said there's a guy that I found watching tape who I didn't know much about, and that's Jordan Reed from Florida. And you said, I love this kid. You got to watch this tape. And you know what? I want to watch him.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
He's the ultimate joker. I mean, he's only about 235, which he's not quite Aaron Hernandez, And it's interesting, both Reed and Hernandez are from Connecticut and Florida.
Funny.
So he's not quite Aaron Hernandez, but that's what he'll be in the NFL and the way he's used. Florida used him all over the formation. He's a really athletic kid. He looks like a big wide receiver. He looks very, very smooth, very good run after catch. Again, you talk about creative offensive coaches and how the tight end is now used in today's NFL. He's a guy you can do an awful lot of things with. And it's the other kid who's similar to that, but not as good, is Rivera from Tennessee.
Michael Rivera. He's a Senior Bowl guy.
Yeah, another kid who's less than 240 pounds. He's really an H-back movement guy, like Reed. Not as good as Reed.
And that's what we saw at the Senior Bowl. Yeah. In fact, I was there, and that was the one thing that stood out to me. He was lined off set, and he had a great week. But he's a little small.
Yeah. Well, so is Reed. Right. So the question is, those guys have to become versatile players who you can line up all over the formation, and they have to be really good receivers. And I think Rivera is a pretty good player. I don't think he's quite Reed in the way he moves. So the question is, even though he does bring value, where does a guy like that get drafted?
That's a good point.
I think, see, he's a player that would be all over draft boards. For teams that are a lot more traditional in how they run offense, he may not even be on their draft board, or he may be a sixth or seventh round guy. For teams that are very multiple with their personnel and their formations,
Chip Kelly,
he could be a fourth round pick or a lower pick because you can use him in a variety of ways. So a player like Rivera, to me, will be all over people's draft boards.
Now, Gavin Escobar from San Diego State,
this
guy's really big, 6'5 range or better. Didn't run all that well at the combine, but you've seen his tape.
Yeah, runs well on tape.
See, that's the key. Does he run better than his 40 time?
Yeah, he plays faster. And again, I don't want to say he's Jimmy Graham, but again, Jimmy Graham, when he came out, you know, who knew Jimmy Graham?
Yeah,
he played one year of college football in Miami. But Escobar's a big kid, moves well. He's not a blocker, so he's a kid you move around a little bit. But, you know, we talked about this with quarterbacks. Size is a talent. This is a big kid. And you can see him right here. And he's a smooth mover. Again, 40 times are one of those things to me that mean very, very little. I don't know what his 40 time was because, quite frankly, I don't care what his 40 time was.
You know the way he plays.
I watched him on film, and he's a smooth mover as a receiver. He can separate. And again, I'm not saying he's Jimmy Graham, but I think the way he moves, which allows him to attack the vertical seams and run vertical routes, he's going to be a very intriguing prospect.
All right, now finally we've got Deion Sims from Michigan State. Greg, it's another guy with
big
good
dude.
Size. Yeah, and he's over 260. What have you seen
he's
from
him? He's the most traditional tight end in this group. He's a very good line of scrimmage blocker. He played at Michigan State where they lined up in a lot of two-back I formation because of Le'Veon Bell. So what you had with Deion Sims was he blocked in the run game. But he's a pretty good mover. And, again, just like we talk about running backs and where they might get drafted because the league's moved away from the so-called foundation back, Deion Sims is much more of the traditional tight end. We talked a little bit. And by the way, he does not look 265 pounds when you watch him move right here.
Right.
But we talked about Kyle Brady when we started our tight end section being drafted 9th or 10th or 11th back in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. You know, Deion Sims is not that much different a player than Kyle Brady. In fact, he's a better receiver than Brady was coming out, but he's not going to be drafted in the top 10. But I'll be very anxious to see because he's a more traditional tight end that you line up on the line of scrimmage and can block in the run game.
All right, Greg, good stuff on the tight ends. He's Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. Keep watching us inside the film room.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, stumbling. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has the ball.